doesn't always have to be, how can I put it, a cozy and comfortable environment and conversation. And I think one of the things I learned very, very early, and one of perhaps my formative experiences, I've been a sales manager for some time and just had joined a new team with a great team that was revered almost, you know, and people I admired and respected with a very charismatic and capable leader. And I went to my first meeting and was very excited about it. I thought, yes, great, I'm going to learn a tremendous amount here. And it was like a bear pit. I remember thinking, what's happening here? And afterwards, I remember the sales leader came up to me, and I can't remember whether it was physically or metaphorically put his arm around me. And he said, David, you weren't comfortable with that, were you? And I said, no, there was a lot of conflict there. And he said, yeah, but actually, he said, it's out of the heat, the diamonds come. And that was a very, for me, profound learning, that by having the heat, by having the robust debate, actually you got a better than average answer. That if it was just an average conversation, you are likely to get an average outcome. If everybody agreed, you probably hadn't moved forward from when you all entered the room. And for me, that was a fantastic learning, to be able to have that debate. And I think there are a couple of things I took away from that. One is, people need to be listened to. They absolutely need to be listened to. But then they do need a decision as well.
Yes.
Because the debate cannot be endless. There has to be a decision that goes with that debate. And I found that with that team, and perhaps what made them so strong, was the debate could be fierce. But once the decision was made, it was total collaboration to make it work.
How interesting.
There was none. Yes. There was none of that, leave the meeting and have a bit of backbiting. No, that didn't go, I'm going to have another run at this. It was, okay, I've had my chance. I've had my say. A decision's been taken. I will absolutely be constructive and collaborative and work with that. And so that became a strong learning for me, that collaboration, as much as decisiveness, is part of leadership. And the other one that I've always remembered, because his other saying was, out of the heat, the diamonds come. The other one was, you need grit in the oyster, which I always liked as well. And that was to have different people on your team. Never have a team of mini-me's, because everybody will be in violent agreements all the time. And so, yeah, I've always tried to have somebody, maybe one or two or three, who actually I know will cause a bit of discomfort,
yes,
but from a good place, and it's always worked. Those people have made the team a better team. So, sales is an interesting place, and the characters within it are endlessly fascinating. But again, I've learned a lot from all of them.